strangers. I know I've been gone for a long time, and life, 2020, 2021, it's been sort of crazy, to be honest, to even get to January of 2021. Seems sort of like a sci-fi movie. But I'm at home today by myself, the first time in I don't know how long, with the fireplace going and our 15 inches of snow outside our house and my three dogs next to me. And I'm really just trying to get back into the world of what I thought I wanted to do. And I've been on social media so much typing that literally when I talk, I hear myself say period at the end. Oh my gosh, it's going to take some deprogramming to get out of this. But I just wanted to check in and let you know that things are okay. 2020 was hard for everybody, and we were no different. We felt very blessed that so far, knock on wood, we haven't had any serious illnesses because of COVID. But unfortunately, over the last 13 months, we've lost 5 members of our family and currently in puppy hospice with our older dog. And it's just hard to wrap your head around all of that and still be positive and still try to keep everybody moving forward. While we also have our youngest is going to graduate in May, and that's exciting and crazy and wonderful all rolled in one. And she's trying to figure out where she wants to go to college, and her sisters have either finished or almost finishing their college careers, and it's just a lot to process all at the same time. But I'm not alone, so I won't dwell on it. But I did just want to reach out and say I'm still here. We're still alive, thankfully, and we're very blessed that we've had that opportunity. And business is good. Real estate is good for us. It's been sort of a strange phenomenon that while the economy was shut down, people still bought homes. People still sold their homes. Now, inventory is significantly lower now than it's been ever, but people are still buying and selling, and we've been able to stay busy, and that's been phenomenal. The thought of going back and getting a regular job at this point is a little scary. I'm not sure I could do it after almost 8 years of working my real estate career. We started a team. We moved brokerages. We had a team. We added to our team, and we have grown it to now we have 7 people, which is really exciting instead of 2 or 3 at a time. A little scary. The stress of that is definitely weighing on me, just the idea of making sure everybody else is still able to have leads and be able to support their families and not get discouraged, especially when you're new and you don't know where your next check is coming from. But I would still love to hear from people. I would love to know what you want to know from me. You know, with my very interesting, eclectic, I don't know, job hopping, whatever you want to call it, background, there are a few things that I've been able to piece together. And I've been very thankful for my legal career because it's actually helped me help a lot of people in the divorce process when they're selling their homes, as well as probate when people have lost loved ones and they're having to sell their properties due to the liquidation in the estate. Being able to help them through that process has been really a blessing, in that it's also emotional and draining, but it's gratifying. So if anyone has any questions about that, I would love to answer them. And I am going to make a promise that I'm going to be back on my podcast once a week. Next week, my goal is to actually video the podcast. I don't know if it'll be a true vlog, but it will be videoed and put out on probably Instagram and our Vimeo page. And with that, I'll say goodbye and hope you have a great weekend and stay safe and stay warm. Happy 2021, I guess.